Real-life Sawyer Cain proved far more potent than the version she'd seen in photographs. Dark hair, all grown out from his military days, broad shoulders, that expansive, muscled back. Haley Thorne picked him out from 15 feet away, across a crowded bar, bad lighting and all. It was almost too easy to spot him and zoom in for a better look. Not that she was here to gawk, though it certainly didn't hurt anything to steal a moment or two and admire the guy from a safe distance. Men did that sort of thing all the time. No reason a woman couldn't engage in a bit of male appreciation now and then. But this was about recon. She'd heard all about him. He kept contacting her, leaving messages that highlighted his commanding presence without saying much at all. At first, she'd been intrigued. Well, to be honest, she'd never stopped being intrigued, which explained why she tracked him down. Not hard to do in the small area north of San Diego, the sleepy beach town atmosphere, even though the town sat miles away from the water, meant new people stuck out, especially ones that looked like him. And Sawyer had made an impression. He'd also been asking about her, even stumbled into her friend's bakery and dropped her name. From what Haley picked up, Sawyer pegged her as being older and didn't have a photo or clear description. Her knowing about him, and him only knowing her name, made him interesting. It also put him squarely on her radar. Grabbing the opportunity to meet him on neutral turf with all the barriers down seemed like a good idea. Or it did until he turned his head and pinned her with an intense stare. The face was as impressive as the rest of him. She forced her legs to move. She aimed for a self-assured walk in her spiky heels and dark jeans, but feared her steps came off as clunky. Suddenly, each thigh weighed 100 pounds, and she all but dragged them along with her. An odd sensation, but one Sawyer didn't appear to notice. No, he watched her every move with his gaze performing a quick bounce up and down her body as a smile formed on his lips. When she got closer, he nodded toward an empty bar stool next to him. She didn't play hard to get. She wasn't there to ignore him, so she slid onto the seat and tried not to notice how their legs touched. The fact that he never broke eye contact set off some sort of weird fluttering in her chest. She chucked it up to indigestion because she was absolutely not the fluttering type.
"What are you having?"
he asked.